Bench. The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10 o'clock exactly on ESPN. Oh, well, it's actually 10:01. 713-780-3776 is the number if you would like to get in here. 713-780-3776. Top stories today. Jake Odorizzi is a Houston Astro. He joins the rotation. What with Fromber down, no Forrest Whitley. He's probably going to have Tommy John surgery and probably done for this year and maybe more. Fromber, though, I guess the news is a little bit... actually a little bit better than we thought at first. Might not miss the season. And what with, you know, Verlander coming back as well for the playoffs? I mean, we are... This rotation is loaded now.
Is that what we believe? That no, Verlander will be back for the playoffs?
We don't believe any of that. And Fromber, but I guess the prognosis is a little better. He's hoping to avoid... surgery. And if he does avoid surgery, then maybe it's not season ending. So that's a possibility. And Odorizzi steps in. He's not... Would you rather have Odorizzi or Fromber?
I'd rather have Fromber.
Fromber. Yeah.
I'd rather have Fromber.
Yeah. Yeah, I'd much rather have Fromber. Fromber was awesome last year. Odorizzi, not so much.
Yeah, got injured, didn't pitch much last year. Was better in his starts in 2019, certainly, and was able to finish the year out. So he's been durable except for last year, right? So you hope he returns to that guy.
Who, Odorizzi?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you absolutely do hope that he returns to form like he did. Now, listen, we saw Odorizzi here. And he was 0-1 last year. He only started 4 games. So that's a problem. He started 30 games before that, 32, 28, 33, 28. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hopefully Jake Odorizzi is going to be healthy. He was not, he wasn't good. He just wasn't good last year.
And, you know, Brent Strom is here. So hopefully he has whatever magic Brent Strom uses to turn pretty good pitchers into great ones, at least when it comes to Gerrit Cole. And let's hopefully that repeats itself.
Yeah. His last good year was 2019. He had a 3.51.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty good. So that we'll certainly take that. He was 15-7 for Minnesota with a 3.51. They made the playoffs that year. He was pretty good. He was a big reason why. So hopefully he gets back to that form as opposed to last year with just 4 starts. You can't tell. Can't tell anything with just 4 starts and the injury. So, the Astros had to pay him. And, he was the last actually decent free agent pitcher on the market. I'm proud of our guys actually doing something.
For going out there.
We
were questioning whether money would be spent if needed, and they said, we'll spend it.
Yeah.
Because we need it. We had a hole that needed to be filled really quickly, and they got it done.
This is still a good baseball team.
Yeah. They don't have the frontline starters that make you think World Series contender. At least certainly not name, but this is a team that should be up there in the AL West, and then once you get in the playoffs, we'll see.
Yeah. So that was a big signing. The Texans signing Justin Britt, who was on the shelf last year. What's the difference? I mean, honestly,
we know the only difference is
is he going to be any worse than Nick Martin?
Probably not.
I don't know.
The deal is, if Deshaun's playing, then it's a problem. If he's not good, if Deshaun's not playing, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, they're not going to do anything, and hopefully they get a lot of bad football players if Deshaun's not playing.
Yeah, not the ones if they trade them, not the ones they acquire through the draft or anything, but yeah, your free agent signings, hopefully you sign a lot of bad players.
Under over, the Texans in 2022 select the 2.5 pick.
What do you mean? Oh, okay.
Under over.
That their pick is it's really hard to be as bad as they were last year, and they did it with a really good quarterback. Can they be a top 3 bad team again? I'm going to go over.
You think they're going to pick third or later?
Ooh. Yeah, because another team. How bad do you have to be? Like, let's go. I'll look at the records from last year.
Better. Now, J.J. didn't have stats, but J.J. was still one of their better defensive players. He's gone.
Look, there were three. Look, how they won.
Deshaun, which is more than likely to happen,
they won four games. They won four games last year. Four other teams won four games last year. Now, there was Cincinnati and Philadelphia had ties. But the only reason they picked third was because of their schedule was strong. The schedule's not going to be as strong. So even if they're bad, a team with a better schedule but the same amount of wins can still pick third.
Texans schedule.
They have a last place schedule, at least as far as who they're going to be playing.
Well, that's only two of the games, though.
Yeah.
What, the important thing is what divisions are you playing?
What divisions are they playing?
They're playing. They're playing the NFC West, and they're playing the.
Which AFC division are they playing this
AFC,
year?
AFC, the Bills, the Browns, the Jets. They're playing
the AFC East.
They're playing the AFC East.
So they could trade Deshaun to the Jets or the Dolphins and see him next year, and along with seeing JJ. Is that a possibility? They could see DeAndre, JJ, and Deshaun on different teams next year.
Yes.
Yikes for them.
First game at Arizona. Oh well, no, not the first game. They're playing at Arizona next year.
So the AFC East has the Bills, good team. The Dolphins won 10 games. And if they had added Deshaun, clearly they'd still be there too. So, yeah, the strength of schedule could be still strong, and they could be bad. I think winning four games or less is certainly possible. But a lot of teams, I think four or five teams could win four games. I'm still taking the over that they're picking third.
So where does the AFC East rank? Not great.
Well,
you still got the Jets and the Patriots in
it. Yeah, the Patriots were not good, but they went 7-9, so they weren't atrocious. They just weren't good. So, and then you have the two teams who won who had double digit wins. Can the Dolphins follow that up? Can Tua be good, or Deshaun, whoever it is, they have a shot to win 10 games again, and the Bills aren't going anywhere.
Okay, right here out the top of your head, we're going to do it in alphabetical order. Arizona, at Arizona, what's that line going to be? Without Deshaun.
You mean, if Deshaun's somewhere else?
Deshaun is somewhere else.
At Arizona. That would imply they have draft picks. Maybe, okay, let's not pretend that they're going to draft. Well, I don't know if they'll do that with high-impact draft
even
picks.
Even if they draft.
Yeah, who knows where those picks will be? Who knows who those players will be?
And even still, even if it's Zach Wilson or...
Well, maybe they draft the corner or receiver. I don't know. But let's just, whatever. They're rookies. Who knows? I will say Arizona is favored... by 9?
I was going to say 7.5, 7.5.
Is A.J. McCarron starting at quarterback?
Well, that's different.
You said no Deshaun.
No Deshaun, but I don't think A.J. McCarron's their starting quarterback.
Who would it be then?
Well, they're going to pick somebody up.
Better than A.J. McCarron?
Yeah. There's a lot of people out there.
Well, not Fitz. Apparently Fitz is retiring, so that's off the table.
Well, maybe, unless they talk him into coming. But no, even still, I mean, hell, you might grab a Cam.
You don't know. We know that he's better than A.J. McCarron the way Cam played last year?
Yeah.
No. Cam can't throw a football.
The one time I saw A.J. McCarron play in the last game of the year 2 years ago, he was awful.
I saw A.J. Well, he was better for whatever reason. He was better with Cincinnati when he got to play with them.
Well, not so much now.
Well, who
at Buffalo. Buffalo's going to be 12-14. At Cleveland, they're going to be close to double-digit favorites. The Colts. The Jags will even be favorites by four with Trevor Lawrence. The Colts will be favored here. The Jets here.
Well, why are we assuming Trevor Lawrence is going to be good early?
If he stinks, why would he be favored? More talented than the Texans.
But if they're bad, I wouldn't guarantee being favored, but I get your point.
I don't know anybody in the league right now that the Texans would be favored against.
Well, I don't. Well, we don't know what the team's going to be.
They're at home against the Jets next year.
Who will the Jets have? That's the question. We don't know. Will the Jets? Will Zach Wilson be starting for the Jets? Will Sam Darnold be starting for the Jets?
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
I care.
If Deshaun's not here, they're not. They should be favored.
If they traded they traded Sam Darnold and it's not in, and there's no Deshaun trade involved, they just got rid of Sam Darnold and they're starting Zach Wilson. Well, I don't think Zach Wilson couldn't handle Coastal Carolina. Well, I think he's going to be good early on. What? How early is that game?
We don't know.
Okay.
No, yeah, we don't know. We know who they're playing. We just don't know.
That's right. We don't know the schedule yet.
I mean, Seattle, the Chargers, the Dolphins, the 49ers. I'm going to go under 2.5 where they're picking next year. This team, and I'm going to tell you what, even with Deshaun, this team is going to struggle to be not be the first.
You think Lovie Smith's a better defensive coordinator than Anthony Weaver?
Yeah. Do you think he's got any players? I don't care.
Anthony Weaver wasn't good at what he was doing. Even without the players, you can. He was not putting bad players in a position to be good or even to be competent. He was bad.
Correct. But you still can't make chicken salad out of this.
But you don't have to be one of the worst defenses of all time either.
No, and it was historically bad.
I don't think Lovie Smith will have historically bad defense on the field.
I don't think that it'll be.
It won't be good.
I don't think it'll be top 20.
No, but they were historically bad. I don't think they'll be historically bad.
No, not historically bad, but they're still going to be bad.
That's fine.
No, historically bad. You could be 29th in the league and not be historically bad.
If they were bad, just bad with Deshaun, do they win more than 4 games? Like you said, even with Deshaun. If they were just bad. Not historically bad, just bad. Would they have won more than 4 games?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
I still don't think, though, that.
So Deshaun not being there certainly changes things, and we both know that. I think I'm not saying they're going to be a mid team. I don't think they're picking in the teens, but they're going to be a lot. Bad teams exist every year, and it's very hard to duplicate what they did last year. Even when you lose talent, you bring a more competent coach. And Lovie Smith to run the defense. Maybe David Culley's just a figurehead where he just gives great speeches. And Tim Kelly wasn't bad as a coordinator last year. So I think there's more competency from the coaching staff, at least with the coordinators.
Yeah.
But I don't know how bad they'll be.
I don't care if you brought Vince Lombardi here.
Well, Vince Lombardi could he coordinate a defense? That's all I care about.
Yeah, Vince Lombardi can do everything.
Well, he's dead now. He can't do anything.
Okay, put Belichick in charge of this team.
I bet you they'd win more than 4 games.
I don't think so. They're bad.
Cam was bad. Look, I know you said let's bring Cam in here. He was terrible. A good coaching, I think, could not make them good. That's out of the question. But I think they could win 4 games and maybe not pick in the top 3 because I think Atlanta has a chance to be really bad again this year. I think the Jags, even with Trevor Lawrence, could be really bad this year.
I don't think that bad. They get to play the Texans twice.
Is he going to play better than they did that last year and
lost?
They
get to play the Texans twice.
And they lost twice last year. You think Gardner Minshew's. Let's say Gardner Minshew and Trevor Lawrence. Who's going to have a better year? One of Gardner Minshew's Gardner Minshew 2019 or 2020 for the games he played, or Trevor Lawrence? You think he's going to have a better year?
Yeah.
I don't know. I always struggle to guarantee rookies are going to play well.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm going to take Trevor Lawrence over Gardner Minshew every day, and then some. And I think that when you get that quarterback. Everything changes in your organization.
Well, if he is the quarterback.
And you got a new coach. Don't forget you got Urban Meyer Fred Fowler.
He's not an NFL head coach yet. Let's see what Urban Meyer is about. We've had college coaches fail. Why am I locking in Urban Meyer as a franchise-changing coach? There have been good coaches who have not done well in the NFL.
No, I know, but he's a really good coach. We'll see. I'm going to take Urban Meyer and Trevor Lawrence over Fred Fowler and Gardner Minshew. Okay.
Fred Fowler doesn't coach in the NFL.
Yeah, he did last year. The Jags.
No, he didn't. He was here doing radio shows.
That's not Fred.
Fred works here.
Oh, I thought that was him.
No.
Anyway. No, you don't think that he looks just like Doug Marrone? Then you're wrong.
No, if they put glasses on, there's a similarity, but I don't look at him and think Doug Marrone.
Every time I saw Doug Marrone, I thought...
Oh, now with his new hair, I don't.
Fred's coaching again. Well, that's different. Yeah. That changes everything. 1014 ESPN 97.5, 7378037776. You want to get in? I was sticking it in my mouth, but I was doing it wrong.
What?
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right. 10:17 ESPN 97.5. Got into the Texan stuff. You heard Josh's promo during the break, doing a John McClane impression. It's pretty good McClane. He does a pretty good job. He's not a punk and a loser. Mike Florio just thinks the world of John McClane. John McClane wrote an article telling the Texans to trade with Arizona, that he needs to send Deshaun to Arizona for Kyler Murray, and Mike Florio is all on board. Mike Florio thinks, I mean, if John McClane says it here in the city of Houston now, the Texans need to act on it immediately.
You can respect John McClane for what he's done and how long he's been around, and
I do.
Rightfully so.
I love John McClane, great guy.
I'm just not sure why his thoughts on anything mean the Texans are likely to do something.
Zero chance that they do something because John McClane wrote it. Zero chance. And that's always been the case, and that's okay. John McClane writes, and for people, fans of the Chronicle, and people want to know about the Houston Texans, and he's in the know about the Houston Texans, but that he would sway the Texans to do anything in any way, shape, or form is just, I don't. And Mike Florio, now this is the second article that Mike Florio has written in saying this.
And I don't understand. And this is the same John McClane who initially was like, there's no way they're trading him.
And, I'll be the coach before they trade. What?
And that initial tweet seems more on than his recent stuff, because the Texans so far said, no, we're not trading him.
And yeah, and then when he put John McClane put out there, they need two firsts, a second, and a third, and then they need two players. And everybody's like, this is what the Texans have to have. No, that was just John McClane wrote that. That's all. That's not what the Texans have to have. We have no idea what the Texans want. The Texans aren't even telling other teams what they want. What, they didn't tell John McClane that. John McClane wrote that. That's all.
Mm-hmm. And speaking of people trying to get Deshaun out of town, former 6'10 employee Nick Wright proposed a trade, and we know this is what we're going to get from now on. But people proposing things. Deshaun will go. It's a three-way trade, because you know how often those happen in the NFL, three-way trades. Deshaun goes to the 49ers. Jimmy Garoppolo goes back to New England. And the Texans get four first-round picks, two from each team. So the Texans will get a first-rounder, the 49ers first-rounder, and the Patriots first-rounder this year, and their first and second-rounder in 2022. Four first-rounders. They're in the teens this year, and San Francisco's won't be in the teens next year, and who knows where New England's would be. They might both be in the late early 20s to late teens, depending on how those teams fare.
Well, how will they fare?
Well, 49ers with Deshaun, how good can they be?
And where are their picks this year?
12 and 15.
12 and 15.
So you're getting two teen picks
and
this year.
Then basically you've got the Texans' number one overall pick next year.
Okay, sure.
No, with no quarterback coming back in return?
Look,
I guess you'll be able to pick somebody up. But.
Yeah. You said it won't be AJ McCarron, so they'll pick up somebody.
I'm actually okay with that trade. I would want maybe throw in a second there somewhere.
A little greedy. You already got four first rounders. You want some more?
Yeah, I want some more. That's what I want.
Yeah, I do. So three teams are going to agree on compensation, like it's the NBA. When's the last time we saw a three-team trade in the NFL? Can you even remember one?
No.
Those don't happen.
They don't happen. It's the NBA he's talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah. That doesn't happen.
You're not even taking into account the salary cap implications for each team and what it would mean and who they'd have to get rid of to make those things work, because they're both two big contracts going one way. So who the 49ers have to get rid of to make it happen, who the Patriots have to get rid of to make it happen, very complicated. I see a three-team trade being unlikely.
Yeah, but at least in the NBA, well, yeah. The NBA, you don't have to match salaries and all that stuff. You just have to have the cap space.
You mean the NFL? You don't have to match salaries.
In the NFL, you don't
have
to.
That's true.
Yeah. You don't have to do all that stuff. I mean, you could just make the trades. You know what? Five first rounders over the next 2 years, I'd be okay with that.
You mean,
and especially a really high one in next year?
Oh, you mean using five first rounders?
Yeah, the Texans would have five first rounders.
Their first rounder and their and next year. Yeah, okay, I got you. Their own first rounder and then the four from the teams.
Right.
Yeah, I mean that'd be great if you convince those teams to work together.
I think you with that you got a chance to get better quicker.
And do the Patriots are the Patriots still in love with Jimmy Garoppolo? Do we know that? I know people are suggesting the reunion, but do we know that they still want him back?
That's the rumor. I mean, how many articles have you seen? A bunch of articles that said Garoppolo back to the Patriots.
I've seen people suggest it because the connection, but they've seen him play for multiple years now. Are they so? In essence, the Patriots are giving up two first round picks to bring back Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah,
is he worth two first round picks?
Well, what are you getting with the 12th pick?
Yeah, it's not just a 12th pick. What are you getting with the 12th pick and then the 2022 pick?
Well, but you're going to be better, aren't you? With Jimmy Garoppolo as opposed to Cam Newton. Plus, you're getting all those seven guys back from that sat out this year.
The Jimmy Garoppolo who needed a running game and a scheme based off of Kyle Shanahan to be successful. Am I giving up two first-round picks for that guy?
Well...
The Patriots would have to really have loved what he was before, but I don't see it.
Well, the Patriots thought he was only worth a second rounder before, so.
Or was that out of spite?
Well, whatever. They got a second rounder for him, and then now they're going to give up two first rounders to get him back?
Seems like they lost out on the trade.
Yeah.
If they do that.
It doesn't seem like a Bill Belichick thing to do. Yeah, that just doesn't.
You know what,
Can't Nick Wright dream?
You know what Nick Wright is suggesting? That Jimmy Garoppolo is worth the same amount that Deshaun Watson is, because the 49ers are only giving up two first-rounders, too.
Well, and Garoppolo.
But they don't want him. They're getting Deshaun.
Right. They're giving up Garoppolo and two first-rounders to get Deshaun, which the 49ers would do right now.
Of course. That's why it does, because the Texans wouldn't trade Garoppolo, wouldn't trade Deshaun to the 49ers for Garoppolo and two first-rounders. That's not enough for them. Unless Caserio loves Garoppolo, which he might, but I doubt they think it's enough.
Oh, hells no.
Yeah. So we know it's inequitable. No. I just find it funny that the Patriots, the 49ers are giving up. They would only have to give up two first rounds for Deshaun. In essence. That's why I think the trade is unlikely.
The whole thing is unlikely.
Yeah. That he even gets dealt at this point.
A three-team trade is unlikely.
But you want Nick Wright to dream because you can get your four first-round picks.
I get four first-round picks, so I want Nick Wright. Why you gotta poo-poo Nick Wright's dreams?
Is this the first time you ever thought about Nick Wright's dreams and having them fulfilled?
Yeah, ever. I don't care about Nick Wright's dreams.
Until
except
today.
This one.
Yeah.
Except this dream.
His dream where he can save
having
Deshaun.
Five first-rounders over the next 2 years, I'm down with that.
Yeah, you know how I know it's nice? Because the Dolphins have something similar.
Especially if Mac Jones lasted until 12 or 15, do you do that?
If you're the who?
The Texans.
The Texans?
No. I'm playing the Nick Wright.
Okay. I'm not in love with Mac Jones the way other people are. I'm not.
I don't know. He was pretty good.
That's fine. I'm not buying it.
He looks like, his body looks like very Tom Brady-ish. Got to get him.
Yeah, you should work. Yeah, you should start drafting quarterbacks because they look like Tom Brady coming out of college.
Right,
that'll work out.
Zero muscle tone.
Yeah, that'll work out well for everyone involved.
No. I'm pretty sure that's what you got to do. Right, that kind of body type.
Mac Jones. I'm gonna bet you Mac Jones looks a hell of a lot better by the time his pro day comes around. He's seen the slander. I bet you that beer belly goes away.
It was a beer belly. Yeah. He had a gut on him.
Yeah.
1027 ESPN 97.5 713-780-3776.
ESPN 97.5.
We'll be right back after this break.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, 10:30 on ESPN 97.5. that was a big, well, it was a bigger loss for Memphis than it was a win for Houston.
Yeah, unless you felt like they can only win a tournament with the 2 seed, well, maybe they lose and drop to a 3, whatever. Yeah, Memphis needed a resume boosting win. And he doesn't make that shot. It goes to overtime. If you missed it yesterday, 64-64, the score, like a pretty much a half court bounce pass, lands in the hands of a Cougar, who takes one dribble, makes a pretty much a half court 3-point bank shot, wins the game. They celebrate. Memphis loses and might have ended their chances of making the tournament. Memphis's chances.
So they would have been 16-6. And Memphis is looking at a bid. You know, there were a lot of people that thought Houston was the only team that was going to get a bid out of here. Wichita State has got a shot. And Memphis has got a shot. 15-7. That's a big loss for them, though.
Yeah. Wichita State, how could they not make it if they're winning this conference?
Yeah.
With Houston in it.
Right.
And they have a win over Houston.
Yep. All those things. They're getting in the tournament. I don't know when Lenardi has them, but they're definitely getting in the tournament. Did you see? I mean, I couldn't believe it. Did you see the disappointment by North Alabama yesterday?
I didn't.
Liberty beat them. North Alabama was on a pretty good run, and they got to their conference tournament final against Liberty. They can't be in the big dance because they're trying to gain D1 status, and they don't have it yet.
North Alabama. Okay.
So it didn't matter who won or lost, but they played Liberty tooth and nail, and Liberty ended up winning, I believe, by three or four. And but it was like so. I mean, the North Alabama kids are crying. You know, it would have been something for them to win the league. Well, to win the league tournament, they're 13-11 overall. To win the league tournament, but say we couldn't go. Then just ended up losing, but that was it was shocking to me how disappointed they were. Virginia wins the ACC. Florida State finished second. Florida State got wasted by Notre Dame.
Yeah, they were down big, and now they fought back to get within I think a couple buckets, and then eventually Notre Dame pulled away.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how many bids they get. Out of the ACC, Virginia is going to be in. Florida State, Virginia Tech, Georgia Tech, North Carolina, Clemson's going to be in. Louisville at 13-6 and 8-5. We'll see if Syracuse 9-7 and 15-8. They're in.
I'm looking at just one website predicting conference bids. They have the ACC at 7.6. That's how they average.
Syracuse is 8.
Mm-hmm.
Syracuse is the 8th team.
Yeah.
NC State could make an argument 9-8 and 13-9. Duke out of it.
I wonder what. Yeah. It doesn't even look like I'm looking at the chances. This site ranks them by chances. Syracuse at 76% to make it in. Duke at 10. NC State at 3. So not great odds for NC State.
What do they got? The Big 12. I'm going to say 6.
Big 12 at 7.
7. Oklahoma's in then.
Oklahoma, and then Tech. Actually, they have Oklahoma as 100% in. Tech is the one at 99% in. So, according to this site, all the schools are likely locks.
Well, they both got 9-8 records, and Tech has a 17-9 record, while Oklahoma has a 14-9.
I wonder what the quadrant wins are in terms of quality wins versus quality losses. That probably is where they're getting some of their differentiation from. But yeah, the Big 12, if you are even close to being in the tournament, you're locked. Like TCU is not making it. Iowa State's terrible. Kansas State's terrible. So the top 7 from the Big 12, according to them, are making it in, no question.
I don't know. I saw one place where Michigan and Illinois are Michigan finished 14-3 and Illinois 16-4. And they had Illinois winning the league, but their winning percentage is only .800, while Michigan's .824.
Yeah, well, Michigan won I know they're celebrating this during midweek for winning the conference title. Juwan Howard, the coach, was holding up a Big Ten championship thing. So Michigan's the and now they lost to Michigan State over the weekend to help Michigan State as they try to call get in. But, yeah, I think Michigan's just a winner.
Yeah, I guess so. I saw one place that had Illinois as the champ. That's a good league. Iowa is retiring Luka Garza's jersey.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio State is a good basketball team. Wisconsin is going to be in. And then you'll have to see, what do they have? I mean, Rutgers is 10. How about Rutgers is 10-10 and 14-10? Maryland has got a losing record in, and so does Michigan State, but they're 15-11 overall.
Yeah.
There was some argument for Michigan State.
Yeah, the Big Ten, according to the site, projected to have 8.9, which is just, might as well just say nine teams in, and Michigan State would be the last team in. And they are expected to get in with 87% certainty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's more than I would have given them.
Yeah, so Michigan State at 87%, Maryland at 86%, Wisconsin 96%, Rutgers 100%. So everybody that you were naming, even Rutgers, they believe is 100% locked to get in.
Going to be an interesting tournament. I mean, college basketball, obviously not there last year. It'll be interesting to see them in a bubble. And it's just so different. So much harder to watch with no fans there.
Yeah, I wonder what the environment will be, how they'll set it up. We've seen the NBA in their own bubble, and then at the All-Star game, make it so the lack of fans wasn't so apparent. Now, if you go to NBA arenas, despite, you know, they put tarps over things, you can tell it's an empty building. I wonder what they will try to make it more intimate, because I haven't seen the number of fans they will allow in those buildings, but it won't be anywhere near the environment. It's going to be weird. Hopefully it's the last year of this for everyone as far as sports is related. I think the NFL, we're probably looking at with the vaccines being an almost near 100% rollout rate by the time football season begins, that I think football stadiums will be packed or certainly above the 25% they were this year. But I think the basketball tournaments will be when I say tournament, I mean the playoffs for the NBA. These are going to be the last things where we're having limited capacity. And baseball will have to suffer through it at least for a couple months, probably, too.
Yeah. Holly's upset with you. She said, you have my number. You could have called me.
Yeah, I don't know. You're working. You've got a big job. I'm just not going to call you at random.
Yeah, I don't know what kind of job.
No, she manages, like I told you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Apartment manager for, like, an entire region of the country.
Yeah, it's funny to hear females talking about
apartments. Okay, Cam.
James Harden caught it yesterday a couple places. Antoine Walker gained the business that his style of play.
Didn't Kobe give him the business a couple seasons ago about that style of play not winning?
Oh, but more, are you kidding? Everybody gives James. I mean, Shaq and Charles and everybody. LeBron gave him the business when he wouldn't select. Or no, Giannis gave him the business when he didn't want
pass.
Him. He doesn't pass the ball.
James is the target
Nobody
of slander.
Nobody wanted James on their team.
But James thought just because he went to Brooklyn, he was going to catch slander. He's going to catch slander until he wins a title. And maybe this is the year because of all the talent that'll be around him. But, okay. I guess he just didn't expect it from Antoine Walker. He's like, really? LeBron does it. Giannis does it. Antoine Walker's going to do it to me.
Well, I don't even know. Are you sure that James knew who Antoine Walker was?
Well, I can't. Maybe.
He called him somebody with no credibility. Well,
I assumed he...
A guy who has a ring.
Yeah, and was like I said before, part of a rotation of an NBA Finals title team. So, Antoine Walker was a big part of that Miami team.
He's got no credibility.
Well, I mean, he hasn't won a scoring title or an MVP.
Well, James lost all credibility with me when he walked in wearing a condom.
I think you're the first person who I've heard say that was a condom. Most people said raincoat, maybe... James is going to go on a killing spree or he's got to clean up the apartment after he kills someone.
It looked like a square condom.
Okay, that's one interpretation, sure. I was thinking it's part of his clean room get up when he murders someone and he doesn't want any blood anywhere.
Right. No, he could be Dexter there.
Certainly. I don't know why he's wearing a clear raincoat. I don't know.
That was... Because if you're James, you just want to be... Now, does he need that attention?
I guess.
Just want to get attention from what you're wearing? I got it when he was here. Hey, I'm in Houston. I can't. You're in New York now. You don't need, to, you know, to a thirst trap.
If you missed it, it's like a clear raincoat material, looks like. He's got gray pants or silver pants, whatever you want to call them, jeans, and then he's got highlighter green shoes. I'm not sure why he needs to wear that coat. I'm sure it was expensive.
I'm sure it was.
But I'm just not sure why.
And guess what? I think he got ripped off, if you want to know the truth.
Look, I think you fall into that line of thinking with most NBA fashion. Like, if I got a list of the prices of the things these guys are wearing, you're like, what?
I mean, I don't know. What if he walked in with a t-shirt and a pair of jeans?
I'm sure there's a t-shirt underneath, right?
Well, I know, but I mean, you know.
Just a regular t-shirt. Guy. He's not a regular guy, John.
He's not a regular guy? No, I know that. I guess that.
No, he had his t-shirt underneath and his jeans. He just had the raincoat on top. Or as you said, a squirt condom.
I think that changed the whole thing.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, just a little bit.
I think once you put the t-shirt and the jeans on, I think, you know,
you
what?
Stop.
You stop.
You want to be eccentric? You got your highlighter green shoes on. That's okay.
That's eccentric. Oh, look at James's shoes.
Yeah.
But instead he put on a giant condom. And I think he just went too far. That's to me, though.
Yeah. Even you're not the only one. Even people who would you might consider more fashion forward than you are saying, what the hell is that?
What is that? And then so I guess a bunch of NBA players are out on the vaccine, and Adam Silver had to be down with that.
He had to tell them, I'm not going to force you to. Yeah, apparently the NBA populace isn't like, yeah, sign me up. Jared Dudley falsely put out there that the FDA hasn't even approved it yet. That's wrong.
I believe.
Yeah, that's wrong.
It's not. Listen.
Either
this
no.
This is
either
not something is, that you believe in or don't
it
believe
It either
in.
Happened or it didn't happen.
It didn't. Yeah. I think it takes for a year of data for that. Jared. I mean, this is not
I don't know if you've missed it, but the FDA put a rush on saying these things are going to be okay.
Right.
They went through the process.
I believe that magician just disappeared. That's not it. Okay.
Well,
this is a fact or it's not.
Yes. You can look it up before you tweet out a response. You can find out if the FDA approved it or not.
Right. Okay. This is not a belief. Okay. 10:43 ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way next. When we come back, don't you go anywhere.
Stay up to date with the latest innovations hitting the city of Houston by visiting innovationmap.com or follow them on any of your social media platforms. Just search Innovation Map. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Del Olale.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. News of the Weird coming your way. apparently, JetBlue has banned overhead bin access for basic passengers. If you're basic, if you get on board with a pumpkin spice latte, okay, then you are not going to be able to use the overhead bins.
Yeah, that's what I need clarification on. If you get on board and you're wearing sweatpants with the word pink written across the back, does that mean no overhead bin access?
Basic.
Well,
you basic.
I need much like when you're this tall to ride, you have to be this tall to ride this ride. They need to have like Uggs, your Starbucks with you, and you know, your pink sweatpants. Sorry.
Oh, apparently it has to do with how much money you spend.
Yeah, I kind of figured, but I wish it was the other way.
You have to buy a more expensive seat. They're charging you $65 to carry a bag on now if you buy a basic fare. That's crap.
Well, JetBlue likes to, they position themselves as the affordable airline, and they just
not anymore.
They get you on the other stuff.
Not anymore. You're not. Man, I'm looking at a video, Dell. Did you see the Arizona Bath and Beyond?
I saw that fight.
Yeah, Bath and Body Works, rather. Not Bed Bath and Beyond. Yeah. I mean, they're going. What? Boom, boom.
I got to figure out what this was about.
It's women just, I mean, going. I love a good, I don't know why, because I'm an ally. I'm for.
No, you're not.
Oh, you think I just want to see men fight? No.
Are you, though?
Yeah, I'm an ally.
It all started, apparently, because according to someone tweeting, who knows what's real and what isn't. It all started because, and I quote, white lady was standing too close to another customer, and they started arguing. BBW employees tried to de-escalate, but the white lady wouldn't leave, so that's where the video picks up. White lady pushed many people beforehand also. She was loud and uncooperative the whole time before the fight started. Why you got to go BBW? Big Beautiful Woman.
Oh, BBW.
Yeah, why'd she have to write that? Just say the employees.
They all, but everybody in it is white. What do you mean, a white woman?
That's what she wrote. I didn't write it. I'm just saying this.
Oh, we don't have to clarify. Everybody there was white.
Yeah, but why with the BBW? That's what you could have just said employees. You had to point out.
Big Beautiful Woman?
Yeah.
What does that mean? She's meaty?
BBW just means you're big.
You're big.
And beautiful.
Well.
And a woman.
Just say employees. Don't you think they just throw in the beautiful part?
Well, what are you saying?
Just so you, because you can't just say big woman.
If you say big woman, you're in for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Apparently, in Wyoming, they didn't have
Wait a minute. Maybe BBW means Bath and Body Works. Maybe it doesn't mean what I think it means.
Okay.
It probably means.
No, it's Bath and Body Works.
It probably means Bath and Body Works. Not what I thought it meant. I just had to. It just clicked for me.
Is there such a thing as Big Beautiful Woman?
It's a category, yes.
Oh, it is?
Yes.
And so is Bath Body Works.
Well, now I know. Now I know.
A man, apparently they didn't have a law against bestiality in Wyoming. They do now, because they had a guy who was, well, he was giving it to horses. Oof. Now the Wyoming legislature is looking into the crime statute of bestiality.
You know, I understand why some laws on the books, you just assume that, look, We don't really want to have to legislate you not having sex with animals, but learn human beings. Yes, you do. You have to put a law on the books.
Okay, and it's only going to be a misdemeanor. Seems to me that should be a crime,
a felony. You're looking for felony bestiality.
Yeah, yes. That horse got to put up with you.
Look, I'm all for animal rights. I wish it was just, hey, you do something like that, we're giving you 10 at least. Don't have sex with the horse.
Well, I'm sorry. I just think there should be a bigger penalty for, you know.
What about the shame of people knowing you had sex with a horse?
Well,
is that penalty enough?
No, it's not.
No.
The horse is like, hey, a little something. Get this guy.
Hey,
put this guy away.
I need a deterrent, okay? You know, what about the next person who wants to have sex with me as a horse?
And shame ain't enough.
Well,
if you're not shamed enough just doing that.
If the thought of doing it and getting caught isn't shame enough, then yes, maybe a more rigorous penalty.
Yeah. Apparently Walmart's got catching it today. There's accusations of racial bias. After almost a year of where it changed its practice of locking up beauty products for people of color.
Yeah, that's been a thing for a while. And as you pointed out, like, black beauty products get locked up while the non-black beauty products are just free for anyone to grab. It's been a thing for a while.
Yeah.
Black people have noticed it.
Yeah, apparently Walmart catch up to today. Shoe Zone. I don't know a Shoe Zone. I've never heard of it. I've never heard of Shoe Zone either. Apparently, it's a big chain. Apparently, Terry Boot is replacing Peter Foot as the president of Shoe Zone. Do you think that that's finance director? He's the new finance director. Do you think they just hired him because his name? I mean,
I feel like it's possible.
Peter Foote is being replaced by Terry Boot?
Or do you think those are like names they give all of it? Like you, like His Royal Highness. It's like a title you get.
No, no. This is their guys' real names.
Terry Boot fills the boots of Peter Foote at Shoe Zone.
I mean, isn't? I think that's.
Are you sure it's not like you get a radio name and they just give you that name because you work at Shoe Zone now?
No, I don't think so. I don't think that's their John Grant thing. I don't think so. So apparently, how about this? There were four armed carjackings in just under an hour, Dell. It is unbelievable in Washington, D.C. Well, you know what makes it even more amazing? It was done by a 12-year-old.
What, a gun is a gun. I don't care how old you are.
Yeah, no. But, I mean, that's a quick learner right there now.
I'm sure he got brought up in the game real quick.
I guess he did.
How do you make your mark, the 12-year-old carjacker?
I mean...
And is he tall enough
to drive the car? You're making life decisions at 12 now.
So he's carjacking people, and he's tall enough to drive the car?
Apparently, he got it happened at about 6:29 p.m. on Thursday, March 4th. And he just went on a roll. Hey, this is easy. Let me do it again.
Think of his life skills, his ability to drive a car at 12, and his ability to stick someone up.
Yeah.
Hold a gun and be menacing enough that people don't laugh and go, all right, here, take it. He's coming up on the world.
Boone County, Missouri woman arrested last month on drug and weapons charges. Apparently, she had a small revolver hidden in a body cavity, Del.
I don't. See, there are two cavities I can think of. Is it the stinky one?
Well, they're which
see,
one?
That's why I set you up. I want you to decide. I want you to make the joke. You have to be more specific. The back stinky one?
I don't know which one.
It doesn't tell you?
I don't know which one, Del.
It can't be. It can only be two.
It doesn't say. It just says a body cavity.
Oh, okay.
I love paraphernalia. Yeah, I don't. It just says a body cavity. Tell, I'm not going deeper than that. I'm not going deep into a deep dive into this one.
It's unlike you, to be honest.
I'm just out on the whole thing.
Well, what's the end game for this story? She get arrested.
She got arrested, but she got away with it. It must have been I hope it was a small gun. I don't know.
Well, who knows?
Man is broken up with his girlfriend, who went to McDonald's behind his back. She was dumped because her vegan boyfriend thought she was cheating on him, sneaking off to eat McDonald's.
How long does it take to eat McDonald's that you think she's cheating on you?
Well, cheating on you with McDonald's.
Oh, that's what he means. Okay.
Yeah.
Well,
because
she was.
He's a vegan. Right?
I guess, but that's if your girlfriend is so repressed because she's afraid of you that she has to sneak away, maybe it's you who has a problem. Why can't you just eat what she wants? You have to be with her?
Yeah, well, she's cheating.
She's not cheating.
I think
he's a problem.
A vegan's a problem?
Not because he's a vegan, but if you're in a relationship
you're not
with
an
someone,
ally, though.
I'm not to vegans. If you're in a relationship with someone and they have to sneak away to eat because they're afraid of what you might think.
I don't want to go out with you anymore anyway.
What the hell?
I'm out.
I'm
out. I'm going to eat what I want.
And if you don't like it, I guess we're not going to be together. You're not that great.
This McRib is delicious.
Well, I would pick something else.
I would say that.
To be honest with you, I side with the vegan when you're talking about the McRib.
10:56, we're done. The press box is next. We'll talk to you tomorrow, everybody.
This is Heisman Trophy winner and College Hall of Fame Billy Sims, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.